Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Planetary Skywalker, and it is the 10th day of the Yellow Seed Wave Spell. And it is the solar moon day 16. We're in the third week in the West. I think everyone knows that. I got kind of excited also, as you know, about the fact that we're in the pre-shadow of Mercury retrograde. Just feel like, oh, I'm situated back in all these points of strife that are predictable. Just makes life more complicated. Doesn't have to make it worse. Just working with complexity. And I think kind of like when the car is driving faster, we have to pay more attention to the details or something. I mean, I think there's an accelerating force that's happening in our natural time calendar moment. And then the retrograde is like, and, you know, it's more likely our car is going to break down too. So like there's things are spinning a little bit faster than is comfortable and potentially out of control. And hey, being out of control is a reality, like an unavoidable part of the terrain. So it makes me kind of like seize up watchfully and a little paranoid, clearly. Like, what is going to happen? What is about to happen? But we've been in the retrograde shadow for like pre-shadow for 4 days, and I'm like down, you know, I'm just comfortable with a certain part of it. I hate the car issues, the literal actual ones, but I like how I immediately want to be on my own and home more, kind of like having that draw inward. I'm a creative type, perhaps you are as well. So once I make the accommodation to be more insular, which I truly personally feel like the retrograde energy brings and is a gift, I feel a kind of exhalation of like, oh, cool. I'm not really up to interacting with the world with all this like Mercury retrograde, you know, the troubleshooting I have to do through communication breakdowns and complications, or just feeling hassled by the mayhem of a technology lifestyle. Let me just go home and get my sewing projects out. Like that feels really good to me. And then the thing I would like to share in case it's of interest to anyone else who's like in the solar moon spring, like the melee of growth and light and the vibrancy of everything just coming full force and interacting with the sun, just all of that, which feels like a new lease on life and renewal and power, and all of that is wonderful. And then part of me is just like, and not sustainable for this lady. I am relieved for the retrograde to get me, you know, away from all the aspirational intent of the solar moon's energy field. And just back, as I've always been saying lately, like simple tasks and slow movements. And a lot of that is what I would call restorative. Like I am not just trying to be like, not doing things. I'm just trying to have the things I do be restorative. I'm not looking to open up a bunch of new action-packed and identity-stretching activities. I want to kind of restore who I am and Anyway, is that relevant? It's just how I'm beginning here. Let's just get through. Let's get through where we are in the solar moon. So the solar moon is always asking this question, like, how do I realize my intent? Or no, it's how do I realize my purpose? I think that's the question. I have my book somewhere around here. In other words, like, we have a purpose at the beginning of the year. What is my purpose? But it takes a long time, all the way until now, to realize it or attain it. And we find out now how we can, and we're shown. It's not just like instruction. We're kind of like, our limbs are moved for us. That's what the fire of the solar time does for us, is it just gives us a lot of initiative to take steps or actions that are actually really in support of the purpose that came through way back at the beginning of this year. The simplest way to remember what that was is that the year is called White Overtone Wizard. And the question for the year is, how can I best empower myself? And the answer is something like being a shaman or being healed by a shaman. So either in the action form of that shamanic healing, or receiving it, maybe both. And being an overtone wizard, like, I'm a white overtone wizard this year, or we step into that vortex where we're all challenged by that and rise to that, and we're empowered to be shamanic, meaning healers who are seers, healers who are directly fed by divinity. So that's completely happening right now. Is it happening for you? It doesn't have to mean that you actually like have a massage table out and a modality. It can mean, just, you know, that you're moving through life that's enchanting, or you can see that the things you're doing are actually helpful to others. And I have all that going on. So it's really easy to notice that it took a long time to remember, that we're empowered this overtone year, but right now it feels like we absolutely are, to me. So enjoy it. And, you know, the acceleration that happens in this third week in the West, I don't know what to say about it. You guys have heard me be so doom and gloom, like, this is going to be a rough PMS week, but I've been sort of sorted in my energy space from trauma memory, which informed almost every concept I've held. And the trauma memory didn't just come from me. It came from fucking Donald Trump and 2015 runoff to an election that took us all hostage in this nightmarish vision of a modern world that's authoritarian or just run by a malignant narcissist, which can remind any of us about any patriarchal part of our upbringing, et cetera, et cetera. It's just, it is toxic. And so who knows the outcome of this election year or that man's fate, you know, at the helm of this, like, boat ride to hell. I mean, do we get to jump off or not? Question mark. But aside from that, I guess I just found the one karmic keyhole to be released from the stranglehold of having that be kind of how I conceived of life on Earth, is just under the strain of toxic energy. And I'm feeling much closer to the light, which I think is also the gift of the solar tone. The moon that we're in for 28 days is close to the light. So I'm curious to see how it morphs and changes when we leave this moon and we're in the planetary moon, but we're not there yet. So I would say sort of celebrate this third week in the West where things are emotionally engaged, which I witnessed today. First tear shed in a while. And I thought, and it's also raining outside, so maybe I'm just empathic with the weather, but just like, yeah, there we go. This is the week of emotional content. So the solar moon goes for a while longer. It's only the 16th day. We have plenty of time left. Then over in the yellow seed wave spell, we have a couple of portal days left. Not many, right? Today is Red Planetary Skywalker, and then we have White Spectral Wizard on Saturday, and then Blue Crystal Eagle on Sunday, and that's it for portals. And then we'll have Yellow Cosmic Warrior, the last day of Yellow Seed. And then we start the New Wave spell next Tuesday, Red Magnetic Earth. But so you have a couple more portals. They've been pretty amazing. They've been pretty amazing, but like subtle and beautiful and powerful. And I've been saying for a long time that I feel like Yellow Seed really shows us a future of a kind, not a distant one, a pretty immediate one, kind of like the summer harvest cycle. Like, here's the seed, and you can get a glimpse of like what it's going to look like as a flower or as vegetation. It's a little different. Like, I'm feeling this has been just a time of extraordinary fertility. So the promise of the future feels irrelevant to me right now because I'm so aware of the promise part of it. Not the promise of the future, the promise of the future, but the promise of the future. Like, you feeling, you know, like being around a really pregnant person instead of like worried about what kind of baby is it going to be. Just like, what on earth? This is so lavish and splendorous, this moment. It's the moment of spring. It's the moment of the fertility of the soil. It's the moment of the fertility in the animal kingdom. It's the moment of our own human fertility, whether it's actual procreation or just feeling like when you're full of promise, it's almost purer than all the havoc that comes with like getting to that promise. It's like starting the magnetic moon of the year and feeling this incredible initiative of a new cycle. And then there's so much parsing and struggle along the way. Right now, it's pure light and we're moving really quickly towards some goal of attainment or understanding, awakening. Like, it's the home stretch of that. But we went through a lot of resistance when we began. And I think that that's parallel to this Yellow Seed Wave spell for me. It's just sort of like back in the beginning state and astonishment about what could be. And I do know that it can be disheartening when it's not Yellow Seed anymore. And you're like, wait, it isn't immediate. You know, like, it's not like, oh, look at that big pregnant lady. Now I get to hold a baby. It's like there's so many complex parts to every growth and emergence. But we're in the sort of simple plant level, non-complex thinking, intellectual. Everything's in abeyance except like true feeling and true aspiration and sensual responsiveness, like really beautiful, alive parts of our experience. And we can be kind of in the pleasure belt of that. Like, I believe, you know, there is promise. There is hope. There's not hopelessness. There's not despair. There's delight. And that's how the Yellow Seed Wave spell has felt to me. And that's a revelation. And it's really a surprise, and I love it. I'm trying to remember what else I usually cover. Yeah, there's definitely emotion, you know, behind the scenes here where I'm all... I think that things can be really, I'm using the pregnant woman analogy just because I know someone with an 80-day-old baby, and she's really a purist. She's like a 38 or 9-year-old mom, and so she is really intelligent and can be protective of her child. She's not young and thoughtless. She's really thoughtful and caring and aware, and the part of it that's sort of heartbreaking is that just we can't protect children forever. We can be super thoughtful about what their wellness would be, but we, you know, we lose grasp of that. We can't keep that security and purity intact forever. And I'm somehow connecting that to this, the simplicity and beauty of seeing an open flower or a pregnant person or... a creek that's full of water from, you know, this abundantly rainy winter and just the lushness of all the green everywhere, like all of that is just simple child level belief and like I said, hope and calm. And we have like climate change summer come in, you know, where you're just suddenly like hotter than hell and all of this green turns to like flammable brush and people are coughing up smoke from, you know, firefighting. And I'm not sure that's what'll happen, but that has been the backdrop of our lives for a while, not to mention, yes, the political cycle that's going to take us into some kind of weird reckoning. And it's just like, here we are in spring and we are plants ourselves perceptively in the yellow seed waves belt. And it again, like Blue Monkey, which was a child's mind and maybe had some monkey mind, but nonetheless, like being a child, being a plant, we're going to be earth next, not just dirt we can hold in our hands, but the planet itself. Like, again, I was thinking as I lay in bed last night, am I just full of it? Or is the second half of the Zolk'in just somehow so much more palatable? Let me just run you through this again, the same way I kind of like predict this kind of like horrible sector of the first half of the Zolk'in where you can't get around, like ego breakdown. Like right now I'm all, okay, like I said, Blue Monkey, then Yellow Seed, then Red Earth. After that is White Dog. After that is Blue Knight. After that is Yellow Warrior, I'm pretty sure. And then, I mean, Yellow Warrior, that could be a little off. That could be some fighting or not, just feeling protected. After that, we have Red Moon. It could be overly emotional, but like it's purifying. Like it's not grating. After Red Moon is White Wind. Worst thing that kind of happens there is some patriarchal mansplaining, but a lot of truth-telling. And after that is Blue Eagle. It can be kind of jammed up in your head, but you can also be flying high in the sky. And finally, Yellow Star, when we just all blast off and become five-pointed ourselves in the embrace of heaven, like the Maya did. That's where they are. So, I mean, it's really to be celebrated and absorbed and enjoyed. If you're kind of like not a devotee of the calendars, like I'm like, why wouldn't you be when it's pretty sweet? I can see when you hop off, you know, the train when it's a white mirror and you don't necessarily want to pay attention. But right now, I think it can be really exhilarating to be in the nexus of a lot of us who have spiritual traction, like we've been seekers, or we have many disciplines that have cultivated for us a way of perceiving that is, you know, prayerful and gratitudinous, maybe not all the time, for me not so much recently for years, but it's back now and I can see the threads of my studies in a bunch of different disciplines, and you all have a similar story. So if you are a spiritual person and you feel it and recognize it right now, I'm suggesting you just engage more with these wave spells and actions so that you can be in the bounty, the time of the Zolk'in that is about our, we've received, like I said, for the first 130 days, we've been like squished full of karmic lessons and breakthroughs. And now it's more like, okay, you did the work, now go be in the world or go be at home with yourself or be amazed that you did the work. You know, just have this other reflexive exhalation after, okay, I'm listening. I'm hear you. I see what you're showing me. I got it. This is rough, but I'll take it. I'm opening my eyes. I'm not refusing to look. I'm here. I'll do it. Like that's the first 130 days and now We run like spring newborn animals. That's cool. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan we say, in Lakesh.